exempting these officers from any kind of discipline when it comes to race relations, when it comes to any kind of misconduct. And so that's why they're stepping back. The other thing is the department's partnering with Benchmark Analytics to monitor, keep data, and research officer behavior in real time. They're going to try to connect the dots and see if any of these officers have engaged in any of this kind of misconduct, maybe racist behavior in the past, what kind of complaints have they had leveled against them. Maybe they don't get sent to certain scenes. Maybe they get let go altogether. So they're just trying to weed out some of the bad apples among the Minneapolis Police Department.
Ryan, do you have any idea how the officers themselves feel about this battle between the union and the department?
Well, obviously everyone's on pins and needles right now because there have been calls for the last 2 weeks that the entire police force be abolished, and that would mean everyone is out of a job. Now, that would require the full unanimous vote by the city council, which the mayor's already said he is not going to be a part of, or a 51% vote by the residents of Minneapolis, the voters, in a future election. So as of now, the police chief is operating as though the police force is still fully effective. It just needs to make changes. So everyone's kind of operating under the impression that we're going to keep moving forward, knowing full well that things could change drastically very quickly if indeed the police force is somehow abolished.
It looks, at least to the outside, as though this may be an attempt to circumvent the union. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I think absolutely. I mean, these two sides have been, battling back and forth for months now. These contract negotiations have been going on since January, and we know that the police union president has been very critical of the leadership of Minneapolis, their handling of the George Floyd demonstrations and protests, and we also know that the city leaders have said that they want to tear up this contract, and obviously this moves them one step closer to doing that and potentially dissolving the police union.